سلام به همه شنوندگان عزیز. خوش اومدیم به آخرین اپیزود از فصل ششم پادکست PR Pros. امروز در این اپیزود می‌خوایم درباره چالش‌ها و فرصت‌های نیروی انسانی در روابط عمومی صحبت کنیم و نگاهی به تأثیر هوش مصنوعی به این حوزه بندازیم. در ضمن از شما شنونده‌های وفادار و حامی عزیز این فصل پیندو تشکر می‌کنم که ما رو همراهی کردید. این اپیزود به طور کامل توسط هوش مصنوعی ساخته شده و امیدوارم بتونه که دیدگاه‌های جدید و الهام بخشی براتون داشته باشه.
اگر این اپیزود توی بک‌گراند صدای سوت یا حرف زدن شنیدید، این صدای سبا خانومه، توتیه، یکی از همکارا که با حضور ایشون این اپیزود رو ضبط کردیم.
چالش‌های نیروی انسانی در روابط عمومی. روابط عمومی به عنوان یکی از ارکان اساسی هر سازمان با تغییرات بزرگی روبروه. این تغییرات هم ناشی از پیشرفت فناوریه و هم به خاطر تفاوت نیازها و انتظارات مخاطبانه. چالش‌های امروز رو میتونیم توی چند بخش بررسی کنیم. مثلا مهارت‌های جدید. یکی از اولین چالش‌ها نیاز به یادگیری مهارت‌های جدید برای حضور مؤثر تو فضای دیجیتاله. با رشد سریع رسانه‌های اجتماعی و ابزارهای تحلیلی، متخصصان روابط عمومی نیاز دارند تا مهارت‌هایی مثل مدیریت محتوا و تحلیل داده را به دست بیارن. اما هنوز سیستم آموزشی ما با این نیازها کاملا هماهنگ نشده و بیشتر فارغ‌التحصیلا به آموزش‌های عملی نیاز دارند تا بتونن به روز بشن. به عنوان مثال، شرکت نتفلیکس از تحلیل داده‌های گسترده برای شناسایی نیازها و سلایق مخاطباش استفاده می‌کنه و از این اطلاعات برای بهبود محتوای خودش بهره می‌بره. توی ایران، برخی از برندهای معتبر مثل دیجیکالا به تحلیل داده‌های مخاطبان پرداخته و پیشنهادهای شخصی سازی شده‌ای به مشتری‌ها ارائه می‌دن که در افزایش تعامل و رضایت مشتری تأثیر زیادی داره. چالش دیگه‌ای که تو سطح جهانی و محلی مطرحه، تنوع و فراگیری تو نیروی کاره. توی سازمان‌ها حضور افرادی از پیشینه‌ها و فرهنگ‌های مختلف میتونه به خلاقیت و نوآوری کمک کنه و دیدگاه‌های تازه‌ای به سازمان‌ها بیاره. به ویژه با افزایش حضور زنان و افرادی از گروه‌های مختلف تو این حوزه، انتظار میره فرهنگ سازمانی تنوع بیشتری پیدا بکنه. شرکت‌های بزرگی مثل گوگل و مایکروسافت برنامه‌های تنوع و شمول ویژه‌ای دارند و تیم‌های متنوعی تشکیل می‌دهند تا دیدگاه‌های مختلف رو در تصمیم‌گیری‌ها لحاظ کنند. توی ایران، شرکت کافه بازار تلاش می‌کنه با جذب افرادی از گروه‌های متفاوت، فرهنگ تنوع و فراگیری رو در مجموعه خودش تقویت کنه و از این تنوع برای توسعه محصولات جدید استفاده کنه. تو دنیای امروز روابط عمومی دیگه محدود به مرزهای جغرافیایی نیست و نیاز به ارتباط با مخاطبانی از فرهنگ‌های مختلف داره. این چالش به ویژه در ایران با توجه به تنوع فرهنگی بالا اهمیت بیشتری پیدا می‌کنه. روابط عمومی‌ها باید پیام‌های خودشون رو به گونه‌ای تنظیم کنن که با ارزش‌ها و دیدگاه‌های مختلف همخونی داشته باشه. به عنوان مثال، برند کوکاکولا توی هر کشور پیام‌ها و تبلیغات خودش رو بر اساس فرهنگ محلی تنظیم می‌کنه، به طوری که کمپین‌هاش تو کشورهای مختلف با توجه به آداب و رسوم اون کشورها طراحی میشه. توی ایران، شرکت همراه اول برای مخاطباش از قومیت‌های مختلف برنامه‌های تبلیغاتی بومی‌سازی شده‌ای طراحی کرده که متناسب با فرهنگ و سلیقه‌های مختلف اون مردم در نقاط مختلف کشور.
روابط عمومی داده محور. یکی از مفاهیم جدید و کاربردی در زمینه روابط عمومی داده و تحلیل اونه. اینو از فعالیت‌های روابط عمومی بر استفاده از داده‌ها و تحلیل آماری اونها برای تصمیم‌گیری دقیق و مؤثر تمرکز داره. با استفاده از داده‌ها متخصص‌های ارتباطات دیگه تنها به حس و تجربه‌شون تکیه نمی‌کنن، بلکه با اطلاعات واقعی میزان موفقیت کمپین ها، رفتار مخاطب و تأثیر پیام های ارسالی را اندازه می گیرن. برای مثال، یک برند ممکن از ابزارهای تحلیل شبکه های اجتماعی استفاده کنه تا بفهمه کدوم پیام ها بیشتر مورد توجه قرار گرفته و اونها را بر اساس این گزارش بهینه سازی کنه.
نقش هوش مصنوعی در روابط عمومی. هوش مصنوعی در روابط عمومی هم فرصت‌های تازه‌ای ایجاد کرده و هم چالش‌هایی به همراه آورده. به مرور زمان AI باعث شده که بعضی از شغل‌های سنتی از بین برن و مشاغل جدیدی به وجود بیان. شغل‌های در حال کاهش. به عنوان مثال شغل‌های کلاسیکی مثل کارشناس رسانه‌های چاپی و یا مسئول تماس‌های دستی با رسانه‌ها در حال کاهش هستند و به جای اونها ابزارهای اتوماسیون و چت‌بات‌ها برای مدیریت ارتباطات و انتشار خبرها استفاده می‌شن. از سوی دیگه شغل‌های جدیدی مثل تحلیلگر داده‌های رسانه‌های اجتماعی و متخصص ارتباطات دیجیتال به وجود اومدن. این نقش‌ها نیازمند مهارت‌های بالایی در تحلیل داده و مدیریت ابزارهای دیجیتالی هستند. به عنوان مثال، BBC از ابزارهای AI برای تولید خودکار خبرهای کوتاه استفاده می‌کنه و بسیاری از فرایندهای انتشار محتوا رو بهینه کرده. توی ایران، شرکت‌هایی مثل دیوار از ابزارهای هوش مصنوعی برای شناسایی و تحلیل نظرات کاربران و بهبود تجربه کاربری استفاده می‌کنند.
پیندو، بازار خرید و فروش امن و بی‌واسطه. پیندو در واقع یه بازار بزرگ آنلاینه که بر اساس منفعت خریدار و فروشنده بر روی یک پلتفرم کار میکنه. خیلی از سختی‌های فروشگاه‌های آنلاین دیگر رو نداره، قابلیت خرید امن داره. میتونید توی پیندو از خرید قسطی استفاده بکنید و تعداد زیادی از فروشگاه‌های دیجیکالا هم بهش سینک شدن. قاعده فروش و ارسال کالا توسط فروشنده اعلام میشه و ممکنه هزاران روش وجود داشته باشه که این اتفاق بیفته، ولی این مهمه که در نهایت قابلیت خرید امن وجود داره. تنوع محصولات زیاده و از کسب و کارهای کوچیک و بیزنس‌های بزرگ توش فعالن. توی این پلتفرم فقط فروشگاه‌ها میتونن محصول بفروشن و حتی کالای دست دوم هم توسط فروشگاه‌ها ارائه میشه. اگه می‌خواید بدونید که خرید امن چیه، خرید امن این امکان رو میده که تا زمانی که محصول سالم و کامل به دست خریدار نرسه، فروشنده به صورت کامل هزینه کالا رو دریافت نکنه.
مهارت‌های جدید برای آینده. برای موفقیت در دنیای آینده روابط عمومی لازمه که متخصصان این حوزه مهارت‌های جدیدی رو یاد بگیرن و خودشون رو برای چالش‌های تازه آماده کنن. این مهارت‌ها شامل موارد زیر میشن: مهارت در تحلیل داده، آشنایی با هوش مصنوعی و اتوماسیون، توانایی کار در فضای چند رسانه‌ای، شفافیت و اخلاق حرفه‌ای. یک به یک اینا رو بررسی می‌کنیم. مهارت در تحلیل داده. در 10 سال آینده حرفه‌مندان روابط عمومی نیاز دارند تا توانایی تحلیل داده‌های گسترده رو به دست بیارن و بتونن رفتار و نیازهای مخاطبان رو پیش بینی کنن. شرکت نتفلیکس از تحلیل داده‌ها برای تصمیم‌گیری درباره تولید سریال‌ها و فیلم‌های جدید استفاده می‌کنه و حتی بر اساس سلایق کاربران پوسترهای تبلیغاتی شخصی سازی شده‌ای نمایش میده. توی ایران شرکت آپارات با تحلیل بازخوردها و ترجیحات کاربران محتوای جدید و بهتری برای مخاطبانش تهیه می‌کنه و در بهبود تجربه کاربری موفق عمل کرده. آشنایی با هوش مصنوعی و اتوماسیون. متخصصان روابط عمومی باید یاد بگیرن چطور از ابزارهای هوش مصنوعی برای بهینه‌سازی کارها استفاده کنن و با مفاهیمی مثل تحلیل احساسات و تولید پیام‌های اتوماتیک آشنا بشن. شرکت نیویورک تایمز از هوش مصنوعی برای تولید تیترهای پیشنهادی بر اساس علایق کاربر استفاده می‌کنه. توی ایران هم پلتفرم با سلام در ارتباط با مشتریان از چت‌بات‌های هوشمند استفاده می‌کنه که پاسخ‌دهی سریع و خودکار رو امکان پذیر کرده. مهارت سوم توانایی کار در فضای چند رسانه‌ایه. با توجه به رشد محتوای ویدیویی و پادکست، فعالان روابط عمومی نیاز دارند تا بتونن محتوای چند رسانه‌ای ایجاد و مدیریت کنند. مثلا برند نایک برای کمپین‌های خودش ویدیوهای حرفه‌ای و داستان‌گویی بصری تولید می‌کنه و در شبکه‌های اجتماعی منتشر می‌کنه. توی ایران هم شرکت اسنپ از ویدیوهای تبلیغاتی برای روایت داستان‌ها و تبلیغ خدمات جدیدش تو شبکه‌های اجتماعی بهره می‌بره. مورد چهارم شفافیت و اخلاق حرفه‌ایه. با افزایش اهمیت شفافیت و مسئولیت پذیری سازمان‌ها، افراد باید به اصول اخلاقی توجه ویژه‌ای داشته باشند. شرکت پاتاگونیا در ارتباطات خودش به شفافیت و اطلاع رسانی دقیق به مشتریان تاکید داره و حتی در تبلیغات به پایداری محیط زیست اشاره می‌کنه. تو ایران دیجیکالا با تاکید بر شفافیت و کیفیت محصولات اطلاعات دقیقی رو به کاربران ارائه میده. در نهایت دنیای روابط عمومی به سرعت در حال تغییره و ما باید خودمون رو آماده نگه داریم. استفاده از فناوری‌های جدید مثل هوش مصنوعی میتونه به ما توی این مسیر کمک کنه، اما همچنان نقش انسان‌ها در ایجاد اعتماد، ارتباطات عمیق و حفظ اصول اخلاقی غیر قابل جایگزینیه. از همه شما شنوندگان عزیز و از پیندو به عنوان حامی این فصل تشکر می‌کنم. همچنان قدردانی ویژه‌ای دارم از مسعود مقصودی، علی صدر، هستی سیف، میلاد سقراطی و عطیه عزتی که در ساخت این فصل تلاش کردند. به زودی با فصل جدیدی از پیار پروز برمی گردیم. پس همچنان همراه ما باشید.
برندسازی داخلی، اصطلاحی که به تازگی در زمینه کاری ارتباطات رواج پیدا کرده، برندسازی داخلیه. این مفهوم به فرایندی اشاره داره که در اون تلاش میشه هویت و فرهنگ برند به کارمندها و اعضای داخلی سازمان منتقل بشه تا همه اعضا درک عمیقی از اهداف و ارزش‌های سازمان داشته باشن. وقتی کارمندها با ارزش‌های برند آشنا و همسو بشن، به شکل طبیعی‌تر و مؤثری میتونن نقش خودشون رو در معرفی برند انجام بدن و حتی در خارج از محیط کار به عنوان نماینده شایسته ای از برند رفتار کنند. برای مثال شرکت دیزنی یکی از پیشروها در این زمین است که کارکنانش رو به بازیگران انیمیشن های دیزنی تشبیه می کنه و برای هر کدوم یک اسم مستعار شبیه به اسم شخصیت مورد علاقه شون می سازه، چون معتقده هر کدوم از اونها نماینده ای از هویت دیزنی هستند.
این چیزی که شنیدید کلن توسط هوش مصنوعی تولید شده بود. دم هوش مصنوعی واقعا گرم که اینقدر پیشرفت کرده. در ادامه این برنامه، یعنی بعد از اینکه من الان ازتون خداحافظی میکنم جدا میشم، یه چیز در حدود 15 تا 20 دقیقه برنامه انگلیسی یک هوش مصنوعی دیگری برامون ساخته راجب برنامه، راجب در واقع موضوع پی آر پروز در این فصل که چالش‌های نیروی انسانی در روابط عمومیه. دعوت می‌کنم اونم گوش بدید، اونم خیلی در واقع اتفاق قشنگ و خوبیه. و من دیگه اینجا ازتون خداحافظی می‌کنم، فصل بعد ان شاءالله می‌بینمتون. خداحافظ.
This time, we're going to be looking at the world of public relations.
Okay.
Specifically, the challenges that PR professionals are facing right now. And what's really cool is we're going to get kind of a different perspective on this than usual.
Yeah.
We're looking at an episode of the Iranian podcast PR Pros.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this is going to give us some insights into how these challenges are playing out in a different cultural context.
Yeah, that's a really interesting angle because we, you know, we often focus on the Western perspective. So this is a nice change.
Yeah, and I think you'll find it really interesting to see how some of these things that, you know, we might take for granted as being kind of universal issues in PR actually play out differently in different parts of the world.
Cool.
So the PR Pros hosts start off by talking about how rapidly the PR industry is changing.
Yeah.
And, you know, professionals really need to adapt quickly.
Right.
Really surprised me is they're saying that even in Iran, where, you know, internet access can be limited.
Right.
Digital communication is absolutely essential for PR success.
So, like, what are they saying about that? Are they saying that's a, like, a recent development, or is that something that...
I think it's been a gradual shift.
Okay.
But they're really emphasizing that it's become non-negotiable.
Wow.
You know, you can't do PR in Iran today without having a strong digital presence.
That makes sense.
And they actually connect this to the education system in Iran.
Oh, interesting.
They're saying that traditional PR training isn't really equipping people
for
digital skills they need to thrive in this new landscape.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Because you've got all these people coming out of university with a PR degree.
Yeah.
And then they get into the workplace and they're like, wait a minute. I don't know how to use any of these tools.
I need to like learn all this on the fly.
Exactly.
So what specific areas are they saying are important for?
They specifically call out things like content creation, data analysis.
Yeah.
You know, being able to really understand and use data to inform PR strategies.
Yeah, it's interesting that they call those out specifically because, you know, those are things that I'm sure you're seeing.
Oh, absolutely.
Even in your own work.
Right? Yeah, like everything is going digital these days.
Mm-hmm.
And PR is kind of at the forefront of that.
Yeah, it's not just about the tools, though, right? Yeah. It's about understanding how to communicate effectively in this new digital world.
Absolutely.
How to craft your message, how to engage with your audience.
Yeah. And I think that's something that the PR pros hosts really hit on.
Okay.
Because they talk about the importance of diversity and inclusion in the PR workforce.
That's interesting.
Which I thought was really fascinating because they're arguing that, you know, if you want to be successful in PR, you need to have diverse perspectives, diverse experiences on your team.
Yeah, and you need people who can speak to different audiences.
Right. And they're saying this is especially important in Iran.
Okay.
Because it's such a young and diverse population.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see how they're connecting this kind of global conversation about diversity and inclusion to the specific context of Iran.
Right.
So are they saying that the challenges and opportunities are the same there as they are in other parts of the world?
Well, they're saying that it's kind of a universal issue.
Right.
But it manifests in different ways.
Got it.
Depending on the cultural context.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, they talk about how important it is to understand the different cultural values and sensitivities within Iran.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like a message that works in one part of the country might not land the same way in another.
Even if everyone speaks Farsi.
Yeah, even if everyone speaks the same language.
That's fascinating.
There are all these kind of nuances in subcultures and things that you need to be aware of.
That makes me think about all the times I've had miscommunications.
Yeah.
Even just with people from different regions of my own country.
Right.
I can only imagine how much more complex it gets.
Told.
When you're dealing with completely different cultures.
Yeah, and the PR pros hosts emphasize that, you know, strong intercultural communication skills are essential for PR professionals in Iran.
Yeah.
And they also talk about
the
importance of navigating all of this ethically and transparently.
Right, because there's always that tension between kind of shaping the narrative
and
being truthful and authentic.
Yeah, they seem really concerned about maintaining public trust.
Okay.
Especially in a context where there might already be some skepticism towards certain institutions.
Totally.
You know, so they're really saying you got to be careful, you got to be transparent, you got to be ethical.
And they're connecting this to a larger societal need for accountability and trust building.
Yeah.
So it's not just about PR. It's about creating a culture of openness and honesty.
Exactly. So even if a company or organization isn't facing like a crisis or a scandal or something.
Right.
They still need to be actively building and maintaining trust with the public.
Yeah. Because that transparency can go a long way in mitigating damage when things do go wrong.
Right. People are more forgiving if they feel like a company is being upfront with them, even if they don't like the news.
Totally. Right. Yeah, it's like they're in the loop.
Yeah.
They feel like they're being kept informed.
Exactly.
And that makes a big difference.
And this emphasis on transparency,
I
think, becomes even more important
when
you consider the impact of technology and automation.
Right.
On the PR industry.
Yeah, because now information spreads so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to control the narrative.
Exactly. And that's something that the Iranian podcasters bring up as well.
So what do they think about that?
They talk about how technology is this kind of double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, it can be really helpful for streamlining certain PR processes.
Like what kind of things?
Like, you know, sending out press releases, tracking media coverage, you know, things like that.
So it can free up professionals to focus on more strategic tasks.
Exactly. Okay, correct. But they're also very clear that technology shouldn't be used to replace human communication entirely.
Oh, so they're not worried about robots taking over PR.
Well, I think they acknowledge that there's a potential for automation to kind of take over some of the more routine tasks.
The mundane tasks.
Right. Yeah. But what they're really emphasizing is that technology should be used to enhance human communication.
So it's like a tool.
Yeah.
It's not a replacement.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Right.
But applied to the world of communication.
That's a good way to put it.
And they give some specific examples of how this might look in practice.
Like what?
So, for example, they talk about social media monitoring tools that can help PR professionals understand public sentiment and tailor their messaging accordingly.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. So instead of just sending out generic press releases, you could actually use these tools to understand what people are saying.
Right. And what they care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And engage in more targeted and meaningful conversations.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. So it's all about using technology strategically to amplify your human skills.
So they're using technology to get a better read on the public.
Right.
But how are they using that information to actually shape the narrative?
That's where it gets really interesting.
Okay. Because the PR Pros hosts talk about how PR professionals in Iran are using these insights to craft very specific narratives that resonate with their target audience. They gave a fascinating example of a campaign that promoted Iran's tourism industry by focusing on the country's rich history and cultural heritage.
Oh, that's smart. Instead of trying to appeal to everyone,
they
focus on a specific niche that would be interested in those aspects of Iran.
Exactly. And they use data to identify which countries and demographics were most likely to be drawn to that kind of experience. Hmm. They also mention using storytelling techniques that highlight the human element of travel, focusing on the personal connections and cultural exchanges that can happen when you visit a new place.
That's a great example of how data and creativity can work together in PR. It's not just about numbers. It's about using those numbers to tell a compelling story that will resonate with people on an emotional level.
Absolutely. And the Iranian podcasters are very clear about the responsibility that comes with this kind of influence. They argue that PR professionals have a duty to be truthful and transparent in their communication, even when they're trying to shape a particular narrative.
I can see how that could be a challenge. There's always going to be pressure to present things in the most positive light possible.
Yeah.
Especially when you're working for a company or organization that's trying to protect its reputation.
Of course. And that's why the PR Pros hosts stress the importance of building trust with the public.
Right.
They argue that even small ethical lapses can erode that trust and ultimately damage a company's reputation in the long run.
That makes sense. It's like the old saying, honesty is the best policy.
Mm.
People are more likely to forgive mistakes if they believe that a company is being upfront and transparent with them.
Exactly. And the Iranian podcasters gave a really interesting example of this. They talked about how a major Iranian company had to deal with a product recall a few years ago.
Oh.
Instead of trying to downplay the issue, they were very open and honest about what happened, apologized to their customers, and explained what they were doing to fix the problem.
And what was the public's reaction? Did that transparency help them weather the storm?
Absolutely. The public actually praised the company for their honesty and accountability. In the end, the product recall didn't have a significant impact on their reputation.
Wow, that's a powerful example of how transparency can actually help protect a company's reputation in a crisis.
Right. And it reinforces the point that PR is not just about spin or trying to manipulate public opinion. It's about building authentic relationships based on trust and mutual understanding.
This is making me think about how the role of PR is evolving, especially with the rise of social media. It's not just about controlling the message anymore. You have to engage your people in a more genuine and transparent way.
I completely agree. And the Iranian podcasters highlighted this shift as well. They see the future of PR as being less about traditional media relations and more about building and managing communities, creating engaging content, and leveraging data to inform decisions.
So it's like PR is becoming less about broadcasting and more about having a conversation.
Exactly. And that conversation needs to be informed by data and analytics, which is another key theme that emerged from the PR Pros episode.
Right. They talked about how PR professionals need to become more data-driven in their approach.
Hmm.
What do they mean by that?
Well, they emphasize that in today's digital world, data is essential for understanding audiences, measuring the effectiveness of campaigns, and making informed decisions. They argued that PR professionals need to develop new skills in data analysis and interpretation. It's not just about collecting data. It's about knowing how to make sense of it and use it strategically.
That makes sense. You can't just rely on gut feeling anymore. You need to be able to back up your decisions with hard data.
Exactly. And they gave some specific examples of how data is being used in PR in Iran, for instance. They talked about how social media analytics can be used to track sentiment around a particular issue or campaign. They also discussed how companies are using data to personalize their communication, tailoring their messages to specific audiences based on their interests and demographics.
So it's like PR is becoming more scientific in a way?
You could say that it's about combining creativity and intuition with a data-driven approach to communication.
This is fascinating. I'm really starting to see how the PR industry is transforming in response to all of these changes.
It certainly is. And the PR Pros hosts also talked about how important it is for PR professionals to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to emerging technologies. They believe that the future of PR will be shaped by advancements in artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and personalized content.
Wow, that's a lot to keep up with. What kind of advice did they give for staying current in such a rapidly changing field?
Well, they stressed the importance of being a lifelong learner. They encouraged PR professionals to attend industry conferences, read trade publications, and experiment with new tools and technologies. They also emphasized the value of networking and building relationships with other professionals in the field.
So it's not just about learning new skills, it's also about connecting with people who can share their knowledge and insights.
Absolutely. And the Iranian podcasters also had some interesting thoughts on the specific skills that PR professionals will need to succeed in the future.
Like what?
Well, in addition to the digital skills we've already discussed, they highlighted the importance of strong writing and storytelling abilities. They argued that even in a world of data and algorithms, the ability to craft a compelling narrative will always be essential for PR success.
That makes sense. After all, people connect with stories, not just data points.
Exactly. And they also emphasized the importance of emotional intelligence, which is the ability to understand and manage your own emotions and the emotions of others.
Why is emotional intelligence so important for PR professionals?
Well, they argued that in today's world where communication is often happening online and through social media, it's more important than ever for PR professionals to be able to read people's emotions and respond accordingly.
So it's not just about what you say, it's about how you say it.
Exactly. And the Iranian podcasters gave some specific examples of how emotional intelligence can be used in PR. For instance, they talked about how important it is to be empathetic when responding to customer complaints or negative feedback online. They also emphasized the need to be able to build rapport and trust with journalists and influencers.
This is really insightful. It's like they're saying that the PR professional of the future needs to be a combination of tech-savvy data analyst, creative storyteller, and emotionally intelligent communicator.
That's a great way to put it. And they ended their episode by encouraging aspiring PR professionals to be passionate about their work and to use their skills to make a positive impact on the world.
That's a great message. It's a reminder that PR can be a powerful force for good. It's about building bridges, fostering understanding, and helping organizations to connect with their stakeholders in a meaningful way.
Absolutely. And while there are definitely challenges facing the industry, there are also a lot of opportunities for those who are willing to embrace change, develop new skills, and uphold ethical standards.
This has been such an interesting conversation. Hearing the perspective of these Iranian podcasters has really broadened my understanding of the PR landscape.
I agree. It's been fascinating to see how these global trends are playing out in a different cultural context.
Okay. I think we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. What are some of the key takeaways that you think our listeners should be thinking about?
Well, I think one of the biggest takeaways is that the PR industry is in a state of constant evolution.
Absolutely. And anyone who wants to succeed in this field needs to be adaptable, willing to learn new skills, and committed to ethical and transparent communication.
Exactly. And I think it's also important to remember that PR is ultimately about people. It's about building relationships, understanding audiences, and crafting messages that resonate on an emotional level.
That's a great point. And while technology is certainly changing the way PR is practiced, the human element will always be at the heart of it.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay, we've unpacked a lot of information in this deep dive. But before we wrap things up, I want to hear what really stood out to you from this episode. What surprised you? What made you think differently about the world of PR?
You know, I think what really stood out to me was how the PR Pros hosts talked about the importance of cultural intelligence in their work. They even talked about how they have to adapt their strategies for engaging with international media outlets.
Oh, yeah.
Because cultural expectations around communication can be so different.
That's so true. It's like what we might think of as standard practice here
right.
doesn't always translate well.
Right. It could even be something as simple as the tone of a press release or the way you structure a pitch.
Oh, totally.
It could be interpreted completely differently.
Yeah, depending on who you're talking to.
Depending on the cultural context.
Exactly.
And they also talked about how important it is for PR professionals in Iran to be mindful of the political and social sensitivities within their own country.
You know, they gave that example
of
how they have to be very careful about the images and language they use in their campaigns.
Especially when they're targeting international audiences.
Right. Like, they need to strike a balance between representing Iran authentically.
Right.
And avoiding anything that could be misconstrued or perceived negatively.
That's a tough one.
It's a really delicate balancing act.
Yeah, especially in a country that often faces scrutiny from the international media.
But I think it speaks to the broader point.
Yeah.
That PR professionals just need to be incredibly strategic and thoughtful.
Yeah, you really have to think several steps ahead.
In their approach.
Yeah.
Like, they need to be able to anticipate potential pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Navigate these complex cultural landscapes.
And I think that's only going to become more important as the world becomes increasingly interconnected.
Absolutely. Like, it feels like the world is shrinking.
Yeah.
And we all need to get better at understanding each other.
Totally. And I think this episode of PR Pros gave us some really good insights into how to do that.
It did. It highlighted the importance of being aware of our own cultural biases, of being willing to learn from other perspectives.
Being open-minded.
Yeah, and adapting our communication style to fit different contexts.
Those are good takeaways for anyone, really.
Right, not just PR professionals.
Exactly.
Just good life advice.
Yeah, to be more mindful of how we communicate.
Yeah.
And to recognize that not everyone sees the world the same way we do.
Absolutely. So on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive.
This has been great.
It's been a really fascinating exploration.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
We've gone from the practical skills that you need to succeed in PR today to the ethical challenges.
The big question.
And even the bigger picture
of
cultural understanding and communication.
And we did it all through the lens of
this
Iranian podcast.
Which gave us such a...
Yeah, it was really unique.
Unique and valuable perspective.
Yeah.
So to our listeners out there...
Mm-hmm.
We hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought.
Yeah. Maybe it sparked your curiosity about the world of PR.
Maybe you'll go check out the PR Pros podcast.
That'd be cool.
Or maybe it's just made you more aware of the complexities of communication in our increasingly globalized world.
It's definitely something to think about.
It is. So whatever your takeaway,
we
hope you've enjoyed the journey.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. PR Pros.